There is an old Hasidic tale about an old rabbi who once asked his pupils how they could tell when the night had ended and the day had begun. "Could it be," asked one of his students, "when you can see an animal in the distance and tell whether it is a sheep or a dog?" "No," answered the rabbi. Another asked, "Is it when you can look at a tree in the distance and tell whether it's a fig tree or a peach tree?" "No," answered the rabbi. "Well, then what is it?" the pupils demanded. "It is when you can look on the face of any man or woman and see that it is your sister or brother. Because if you cannot see this, it is still night." If this is what enlightenment looks like, it is most definitely still night in America. We are living in the dark ages. We have an endless number of fancy instruments and tools to help us do everything from telling the time to flying to the moon. And yet our society lacks compassion. And because of this, we don't know equality or justice, for the truest test of compassion is justice. Or as Andrew Boyd says, compassion hurts. When you feel connected to everything, you also feel responsible for everything, and you cannot turn away. Your destiny is bound up with the destinies of others. In other words, you see yourself in their eyes. You know everyone and everything as your sibling, as your own, as your beloved. As a nation, we're pretty far from this kind of enlightenment right now. For too long, those with power and privilege have chosen personal comfort over collective liberation, a fact which has created a vastly unequal, unfair society, and oppressed people are losing patience. Right now in America, the oppressed are rising up to demand justice, to be seen, to be heard, to be known as a sibling, as beloved. Just yesterday, on June 20th, 2020, the National Poor People's Campaign hosted a virtual mass moral march on Washington to call for a revolution of values to save the soul and heart of democracy. This is a stringently nonpartisan movement calling for the moral revolution of values we so desperately need because of the grim truth that 140 million Americans are low income or experiencing poverty. The campaign says the political and economic systems in the U.S. are plagued by the interlocking injustices of systemic racism, poverty, militarism, and a war economy, ecological devastation, and a distorted moral narrative of religious nationalism. Somebody's hurting our people. It's gone on far too long, and we won't be silent anymore. More than a million people participated in this virtual gathering yesterday and over the weekend. Chief among them, people impacted the most directly by poverty and racism, poor people and people of color, and spiritual people, and people of faith across all the religions and traditions, including Unitarian Universalists. No wonder. The work in front of us as a nation right now, to right the wrongs that have been done and build a viable future together, is spiritual work. I know, we are quick to emphasize the need for data and technology when facing issues of inequality and injustice. And often I hear things like compassion, love, generosity, talked about as soft skills, you know, those optional things that we don't have to pay much attention to. But nothing could be further from the truth. Compassion, love, and generosity are not soft skills. I think that they are some of the hardest skills that we have to develop as human beings, or should I say, as spiritual beings, having a human experience. If we need a moral revolution of values, and I think we do, If the very soul and heart of democracy, of our very future, depends on it, we need strong spiritual communities all across America, supporting local people in their spiritual growth, ethical understanding, and moral formation. It starts from the ground up, from within the hearts and minds of each individual. Which is why I'm asking for your support today. People's Church is a part of the moral revolution. What we do here has a ripple effect all across the planet. The compassion and love and generosity cultivated here in this community can change the world, nothing less. Nothing less. Our 2021 stewardship campaign, Ready, Set, Grow, is launching July 1st with our annual No Hassle portion of the campaign. You will receive your pledge packet in the mail shortly after the July 4th holiday, and we are encouraging you to respond as quickly as possible. As always, your support will keep this community alive, keep educating our young people, and giving them an invaluable opportunity to develop a moral conscience. Keep our social justice programming alive as we work towards collective liberation, and keep our Sunday morning services going as we navigate life during a pandemic and upgrade our technology to make it all possible. The campaign is called Ready, Set, Grow, because we really are in a position to expand our impact in the world. For the last 4 years that I've been here, we have done some seriously hard work. We have been thinking deeply about who we are, who we want to become, and how we want to be organized in order to make that happen. We've made tremendous progress. We are healthy, united, organized, and poised for impact. We are ready to grow. And we have been growing. As our services have moved online, we have been reaching more people every week than we ever did in person. This global crisis we are living through, of course, has been devastating and difficult. But here we are with it, and it has also given us an opportunity, a spiritual opportunity to face as a nation the profound inequality we live with, and to discover as a church that we can expand our reach and have a much bigger impact in the world as part of the revolution of moral values that will save the soul of America, that will help us all get free. The impact we can have out there in the world is enormous. But of course, the impact that this church has personally, right here in our own hearts, is also enormous. Both my spouse and I were thinking a little bit this week about how dreadful it would be if we had been living through this pandemic without the church, both of our churches. I can't imagine. I can't imagine the last few months without the phone calls, the cards, the Zoom meetings, the Sunday services, the care packages, the Easter baskets, the gardening help, the feeling of being a part of something larger than myself, the community, the care, the belonging that we have maintained even from a distance. We have an abundance of riches as a community, an abundance which calls us to generosity. Generosity is the movement of abundance in action. Abundance is the richness of having enough to share, says spiritual teacher Matt Kahn in an essay he wrote called Generosity is the New Freedom. A heart brimming with generosity, he says, always has gifts to provide others as a way of spreading our light across the planet. Of course, the amount doesn't matter, for when your attitude is one of abundance, when your heart is brimming with generosity, no matter who you are or how you are resourced, you have gifts to give. We honor that at People's Church. Gifts of all sizes and types are equally respected and valued and encouraged. Because giving is a spiritual practice. As such, it is part of what moves us from self-centeredness to compassion to love. Kahn emphasizes that in our generosity, we must exchange our focus on free will, or the self, for an opportunity to spread goodwill. He says, when the contemplation of free will is exchanged for a willingness to instigate moments of goodwill, it's incredible how much less of a spiritual to-do list remains to be completed, and how free you naturally feel. Perhaps one of the greatest clues to personal salvation is not the words that any revered guru has ever spoken, but acknowledging the actions of generosity demonstrated whenever one dares to care for the well-being of others as if they are a favorite family member. Whenever one looks on the face of another person and sees a sibling, sees the other as beloved, generosity is the new freedom. Generosity is liberating. Generosity cultivates goodwill, releases oneself from the ego, and builds community. It frees us from our self-centeredness and frees us all from the chains of oppression. Together, we are so much more than we could ever be apart. Beloved, generous people, People's Church is a part of a moral revolution happening in our world right now. A new world is taking shape that is equitable, fair, just, and rooted in compassion for the other, in seeing the other as a beloved sibling. As day breaks on this new reality, I humbly and gratefully thank you for your support and dedication to the mission of this church, leading compassionate lives through spiritual growth and just action. And I thank you for doing your part in helping us all get free. May this be so. May we be the ones to make it so. Amen, and blessed be.